Yeah, and that's a knock-on effect. When you have games like today, it doesn't just hurt you in this game, it hurts you in the following games as well. This is why we have a squad, this is why we need people ready. It's a shame because now we're talking about disruption to next week's team, and you know, we spoke about injuries the other day, disrupting team selection. Now we've got suspensions as well on top of it. So we have to come through these periods. We knew it was going to be a tough run. You know, with MK Dons, Cheltenham, obviously the new manager, then you go Grimsby away, now we've got Salford are up there, top end of the league as well. So we knew this was going to be a tough run of games. We obviously didn't want it to become any tougher in the way that it did today, but we've got to take it on the chin. You know, I come away today, bizarrely, a little bit more encouraged about us and what we are and what we've become. I think if we continue to show the same qualities, and I spoke about belief earlier in the week, and we show a little bit more belief on the ball when we get the games that are 11v11, I think we're gonna become a very good side. So, I'm pleased, really, really pleased with the boys, and you know, I think we've just got to celebrate their efforts today more than anything else.
You said you've looked at the penalty. Have you looked at Rem's red card? And there's a chance of appeal, that one, because it's a straight red.
I haven't seen that one yet. Rem's obviously aggrieved. Some of the other boys were saying that they were in close proximity as well. Yeah. So I'm not sure why the referee's rushed to make the decision he's made there. But we can't do anything about that. As I said, we just got to swallow it and get on with it. And, you know, the boys did that. They didn't let it affect them. They didn't go down and get their heads drop. They kept fighting all the way through, and just first class from them.
I know you're mild mannered on the bench, but even that was testing your patience. No, you got a yellow card, probably took one for the team there, did you, at the end? But
I said to the fourth official, I've given him the easiest time he could possibly have wished for given the circumstances, and the referee came over and said that I was taking it for the rest of the bench. So I don't understand this, where when they've got someone like me, and I don't abuse fourth officials, I don't see the purpose behind it.
Yeah.
I focus purely on the team because they're the ones that need our energy and our effort. And for the fourth official then to pass it on to me, I said to him, I couldn't have given you an easier day given the circumstances today, and you've actually screwed me there. It's got to live on their conscience. You know, he's got to go to bed tonight feeling that he made the right decision there and he's happy about that. And if he does, then, wow.
You must go home exhausted after today, because, I mean, you've been firefighting throughout the whole of the match. You set up all the plans and then, you know, 33 minutes in.
Yeah, it's not ideal, and your mind's racing, and, you know, how can you stem the tide and how can you give yourself a chance in the game? And I said to the boys, just get to 80 minutes at 1-0 and then we'll open up and we'll see if we can have a bit of a go. And they did that, and all of a sudden they found a little bit of extra energy, you know, 7 minutes on top of it as well. So we've played 3 minutes in the first half, 7 minutes is 100 minutes of football, and still to be running hard and making tackles and advancing up the pitch in the 95th minute, just brilliant, absolutely brilliant.